The Boston Red Sox return to Fenway tonight after a disastrous road trip where they lost 8 of 9 games. And although it might be easier to get a ticket to a Sox game than it was to get one to watch President Obama's speech at the Democratic Convention last night, Fenway Park is still selling out. In fact, tonight would be the 783rd game in a row, and that's a Major League Sports record. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch took a look at what a sellout streak is and what it's worth to the team.
Boston opened the season with the third highest payroll in baseball, $173 million. But now the Red Sox are barely out of last place in their division.
It's gotten so bad so quickly in so many ways.
Sox fan Jeff Werner from Brighton says the only bright spot is that after 7 years on the waiting list, he's finally been offered a ticket package. It's diehard fans like him who buy tickets even during a losing season that keep the home sellout record going. Andrew Zimbalist, a sports economist at Smith College in Northampton, says that's worth something.
The sellout streak creates a sensation, an image of this is a hot ticket, this is a place you want to be. Aren't you a lucky person to have one of the scarce tickets to a Red Sox game?
That increased demand helps keep sales strong. When the Cleveland Indians sellout streak ended at 455 games, attendance crashed. But the enduring Red Sox sellouts have come under fire. There were rows of open seats at the last home game. Sam Kennedy is a team executive.
We understand that the literal sense of the word, people may assume there's not one ticket to be had, but that's not the case.
The Red Sox call it a sellout, even if somebody bought a ticket but doesn't show up, and the team counts tickets it donates to charity, even if they go unused. Many fans say the streak seems dubious, and Andrew Zimbalist, the sports economist, wonders if it has outlived its value.
I imagine that the ownership of the Red Sox would not be at all disappointed if they were able to announce that the sellout streak had ended.
After all, the Red Sox have one of the smallest ballparks in Major League Baseball. All they have to do is sign some exciting new players in the offseason, he says, and it shouldn't be that hard to fill the stands again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.